Ultimate Frisbee is a game that was developed about 30 years ago in America by, it was a college student at the time who took, before there wasn't even a game of Frisbee, people would just, you know, grab a Frisbee and throw it around, and then he organized a game that has like 7 players on a side with a basic set of rules, and just started playing about 30 years ago, and it became really popular and slowly spread from college to college. Nowadays, there's teams that play in about 40 different countries, and you have, you know, you can go online and see all these different strategies and rules, and it's become quite a developed sport. And at the heart of it, I imagine it was like this in the beginning, but it's definitely this way now. The thing that separates Frisbee from every other sport that I know of, for the most part, is there is no referee on the field, and so all conflicts, any disagreements, any violations of the rules, it's always worked out between the players that are involved in the infraction. So if you and I are playing a game of Frisbee and I think that you fouled me, then I call a foul on you, and then you have the responsibility to either agree with me or disagree. But no one else on the field is involved in the decision. And even sort of at a layer even below that, there's this understanding that if a foul is called, that it will be done, it'll be like dealt with a lot of respect, a lot of goodwill, and that people are playing the game to have fun, with a sense of joy, for the love of the game, which is actually in practice in Frisbee, you know? People can play other games for the love of it, but oftentimes it can become quite a tense, like competitive in an aggressive way. And Frisbee can be very competitive, you know, people play hard. But you really notice in the game of Frisbee when there's an incident of aggression or of people expressing their anger towards someone, because it happens so rarely. And so when it does happen, it really stands out. It's like a red flag. The game has reached Orville at different points over the years, but it's never quite stuck. A couple of years ago, there was a long-term guest who taught it in some of the schools, and then he went away, and then someone else had come maybe a year or two ago and played a little bit. But it's sort of come and go, and so a few people have played. But this year, there was an American guest named Mark who just put a little notice in the news note saying, hey, Ultimate Frisbee on Mondays. And so there were 6 people who showed up on the first day. And that was back in March. And then over the summer, it's just slowly grown. And there's been this constant flux of a few people who have stayed the whole time, but a lot of people who come and the people who go. So it's been this sort of slow building process. And now, like, once we decided, okay, we're going to go to this tournament, and we got people to, you know, commit to going, and then Orvan and I went and bought t-shirts in Pondi and got like Orville Ultimate printed on them, and so going on this tournament was this very like galvanizing choice where we did something as a team, and beforehand it was just an activity that was happening once or twice a week in Orville, and now there's this feeling of like there's an Orville Ultimate team, you know, there's something like much more concrete. So it really feels like it's anchored here. I hadn't even thought about this beforehand, because when I moved to Oroville, I never even thought about playing Frisbee here. I never even thought about even introducing it. But now that it's happening, it feels as though there's this sport which gives people a real chance to practice the principles of Oroville, where, you know, everyone's aspiring towards human unity, but like, what does it actually look like? You know, how do you do it on a day-to-day basis? And sports, I think, can be a really important aspect of living in a place of high spiritual ideals, where you get to balance it out with like you're in your body and you're moving it and you're doing it with people. And so, you know, we're a team of old and young, and guests and Orovillians and newcomers and Indian and non-Indian, and it's a whole range of people. And, you know, to be in a diverse group of people, doing something which is competitive, and to feel that, like, we can sort of move beyond that, like, atmosphere of competition, which I really dislike. I mean, when I played competitive sports, I would always get really nervous before games, or I did cycling for a long time when I was in, like, high school age, and I mean, I'd be, like, sick to my stomach before races because of that fear, like, oh, my God, I'm up against these people. And so when I got to college and started playing Frisbee, it was, like, the most fun I'd had ever playing sports. And my best friends were on the Frisbee team, and it was men and women who were playing together. The tournament was organized by a group of Frisbee players in Chennai, and Chennai actually has four teams now. And it seems like each year or two, they have so many players that another team is born. And so there was a team which just started this year in March, and they're now so good that they reached the semifinals of the tournament. Just a bunch of young guys who are, you know, like 20 years old. So there's a couple people in Chennai, some older players, who have been kind of the founding figures of Frisbee there and really anchored it. And they have organized this tournament. This is now the second year. And I think they're also pretty involved in the Chennai community, so they're able to bring in sponsorship from a couple of businesses there that paid for these really large floodlights for the fields because we played at night as well. Newspaper coverage, there were reporters there from the Hindu and Times of India, and it really felt like a special event. So the tournament was organized by these Chennai Frisbee players, and teams from Delhi and Mumbai and Bangalore came along with our team, and it ran over, there were like 3 days worth of Frisbee. It was really, like, it was a very well-organized event. You know, they had, what was cool is you walked up, it was on the beach, right? And they had these huge printed signs that explained the game, like the 10 basics of Frisbee. So the people who were just walking up there to spend a day at the beach, who had never even heard of Frisbee, could, like, you know, read about the sport. So it was very welcoming of people who didn't know about it. And so there was it was a tournament, and so you had, you know, a winner of the tournament. You played a bunch of teams, and then the best teams in two different groups, sort of like you'd have in the Football World Cup, then sort of make it to a semifinal and then a final. At the end of each game, every team would fill out an evaluation of the other team's play, their spirit, their knowledge of the game, the kind of respect they played with, and all of that. And so at the end of the tournament, they added up sort of the scores from all these evaluations and then awarded the team with the best spirit of the game, which went to the Orville Ultimate Frisbee team. And the team from Delhi also was just 1 point behind us, so they were honored as well. But there's a feeling of, like, the spirit of the game is as important as the winner of the tournament. Even more important, yeah. But one sort of example of what separates, I think, Frisbee from other sports is we had filled out an evaluation of one team, which we felt played with a bit too much intensity. And they were aggressive, both, like, physically. A couple times when they scored points, they were cheering really loud and kind of a, yeah, you know? Like, some of their players were sort of giving us advice and lessons on how to play, but in kind of a condescending way. Just a few things which didn't feel very, you know, very fair or very spirited. And so we made a note of that. And then afterwards, sort of they got the feedback maybe an hour later, and like their captains came over and talked with us and said, hey, you know, we're just wondering sort of what our spirit was like, or if you can give us some examples of how we played. And so we had a couple of really good conversations with their team about how they played. And I thought it was quite, you know, brave of them to come over and basically ask for feedback. And instead of our team harboring some feeling against them, or them feeling like, oh, these other teams are, you know, criticizing us, we were able to, like, have this conversation where at the end of it, it felt like sort of we'd cleared the air. It was unsolicited, you know, they genuinely wanted to play better, and they wanted to learn, you know, what a more spirited game was. So it was sincere. It wasn't coming over and being like, "Hey, man, you got a problem with us?" Which feels very like old school. It was this genuine desire to improve all parts of their game. So I had a lot of respect, you know, for players who are willing to do that. Oroville can be quite a challenging place to live on many levels for people. And so it feels really important to, you know, maintain a balance between, you know, sincere aspiration for a new way of living and reminding ourselves to not take it too seriously and to sort of cultivate those kinds of activities and experiences which are just joy, like the pure joy of moving one's body in companionship with other people in a way where you're not even trying to attain anything other than the beauty of moving in the human body in the field of sports.